Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, is the list of products that you and I know well that I think got me interested in this morning, Marty. So Roomba vacuums, GoPro cameras, Yeti coolers, Crocs shoes, all of these companies that make these products are considering pulling their manufacturing out of China to avoid some of these tariffs that are as high as like 25% on something like $250 billion worth of goods that are manufactured in China. So I think this is a huge question.
In China's growth, headline in the Wall Street Journal, China growth at its slowest since 1992.
Right. So obviously this trade war, it's making an impact. And folks are feeling it. So we wanted to call Heffron Tillotson's Jamie Meredith and get him on the line. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, good. So as a financial guy, kind of boil this down for us in terms of consumers.
Should we care?
As a consumer, no. I wouldn't care from a consumer standpoint, but really it is a big concern from an investor standpoint. When you look at the world economy, China is the world's second largest economy. We're at about 20 trillion. China is at about 13 trillion. But they're a big part of the world economy, and a slowdown really hits a lot of economies that do a lot of trade with China, a lot of emerging markets, which again is a big part of the world economy. And when China slows down, they buy less goods from those other countries, and those countries slow down. And you know, the worry is this economic flywheel going to slow down to a speed at which we may fall into a recession? We're not there yet,
right?
But we get worried as you see these numbers, as their growth numbers continue to slow.
What is the president looking for here?
Well, the president's really taking advantage of China's weakness. So their growth rate is shrinking, not growing, and that's one of the big reasons why the president is looking to really tighten the screws and put tariffs on the goods that we buy from China. So you just mentioned a lot of countries or a lot of companies move manufacturing elsewhere. That's less money in the pockets of the Chinese, and so they're really trying. The president's really trying to kind of double down on that slowdown and really take advantage of it. The jury's still out whether the trade war is causing the slowdown. It certainly is a part of it. But China's economy has really been slowing. You mentioned the numbers there. It's been slowing for almost 15, 20 years now.
Right, right.
Still have 6.2% growth in the second quarter, which is astounding, Jamie. It's just they're so used to explosive growth.
3%.
Yeah. And
so 6% is significant.
So the truth of the matter is that there was a piece last week in the Wall Street Journal that suggests that because of the tariffs, with regard to how this affects consumers, we've already, most of us have lost whatever tax break we might have received from the tax cuts that Trump put into effect. Do you buy that?
Well, so eventually these tariffs are going to be paid for by us consumers through higher prices.
Right.
So when we buy a good, let's say an iPhone or something that's manufactured in China, or the raw materials are made in China, well, those tariffs are going to increase the price. And maybe in the beginning, suppliers and purchasers can absorb some of those price increases, but 25% is a big increase. And
oh,
if you've got companies that are working on profit margins of 10% or less, a 25% pay increase really could suck their profit up, and eventually that's going to be passed down to consumers. And you're right, Marty, the savings that we got from the taxes will eventually, if this continues to go on, will be replaced by higher prices. Not quite there yet. The consumer right now in the United States is in very, very good shape. Wages are going up. Debt is going down. It's moving in the right direction, but we are worried what's going to happen when we start seeing some of these price increases come down the line.
Right. And a new survey shows that 70% of U.S. manufacturing firms doing business in China now are considering moving all or part of their production out of the country long term. That's significant.
Oh, absolutely. These are big investments. When you think of a big factory, a big line of machinery, you know, you're talking millions and potentially tens and even maybe hundreds of millions of dollars of an investment. And that's one of the big issues on the downside from the tariffs. It's really causing companies to delay investment. And that's a big part of our economy.
Right.
So if you look at our economy, consumers are a big part. Government spending is a big part. Obviously, business spending is a big part. And that's the part that's been really lagging. And that's why we really haven't seen growth grow too much above 3%, because businesses really aren't investing in themselves. And a big part of that is they don't know where to invest.
Right.
Should they hold off and maybe China's the place to be if these tariffs are resolved? Or should they make longer-term plans and move manufacturing somewhere else? Certainly the president would love those companies to move that manufacturing back into the United States, but that's not always feasible.
Oh, and it takes years, Jamie. It takes years to do that kind of
thing. Right.
I mean, it's just to imagine
factory,
you send out a tweet on a Sunday and you have a new manufacturing plan on a Monday is just ridiculous.
Right.
No, it takes a long time. And again, a lot of people need to realize China's economy 10, 15 years ago, 90% of China's economy was exports. They used to make the world stuff. But if you look at China today, only a little bit less than 50% is exports. Most of it now,
wow,
or half of it now, is consumer spending. It's internal consumption. It's Chinese buying goods within their own economy. And that's a big reason why China's growth has been slowing, because their economy is changing.
Right.
And again, if you kind of compare China to the United States, about 70% of our economy is consumer spending, and we're growing at 2 or 3% versus a manufacturing economy that could be growing at double digits, and that's where China was 15 years ago. But their economy is maturing, and they're looking more and more like us, but just naturally is going to slow that growth rate down. But China, you know, it's a big problem. They got a gigantic population. There's numbers that say they need to grow by at least 7%
right,
to keep all their people employed. Yeah, so it's a very complicated issue with China, and people are watching very, very closely. Again, China's almost, I don't want to say a bit of the canary in the coal mine, but they buy a lot of stuff. They're a huge economy, and their slowdown will impact a lot of things.
Jamie Meredith, Heffron Tillotson.
So appreciate your time, and you're on vacation, right?
I got 30 Boy Scouts at a Boy Scout camp in Parkersburg, West Virginia. So I'm sitting in a tent sweating a little bit.
Really?
A little bit warm down here.
You're the best.
Wow, that's amazing, man.
We
good
love
for you.
That's why we call you when we've got these financial questions. Thanks so
much. It's always great to talk to you guys.
Get the bug spray.
Go build a teepee or something, man.
I have the bug spray going on.
Amen.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Take care, love.
I ain't sitting in no tent. He's a better man than me. Wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.